Daddy Bird, stay with Scottsdale.
That's your cue, Valerie. At 102.7 WNAW-FM, coming up on 10 minutes before 5. Let's see if we've got all the buttons punched. Are we there? Valerie?
Yes.
How you like those new jingle singers Scott got for you today?
I like those.
Yeah.
Festive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's the roads? Festive?
Ooh, no. No.
What's going on?
Party out there at all. The eastbound Belt Parkway is jammed for 5 miles. Traffic doing no better than 20 miles an hour from Bay Parkway to Pennsylvania Avenue. It is a gridlock alert day, so if you're headed to Manhattan, use mass transit and don't block the box. I'm Valerie Seagrave, Shadow Traffic on WNEW-FM.
And this is Pete Fornital, along with my friend Dennis Elsis, and of course, the professor, Scott Muni.
Yay.
A rose is a rose is a rose. Scott, we have another surprise for you. This one does not involve flesh, however.
We were thinking about it. Happy anniversary to you.
We have our troops are here.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Scott.
Well, there's a lot of folks
happy
in here.
Happy anniversary to you.
Yeah, I never thought I'd make it, really.
That's from everybody here at WNAW-FM. You're the captain of the ship.
All right, and...
For the captain.
Thank you. All right, and our crew is here. Okay. There's a... Wow, beautiful blazer. All right. I guess this... Is this a captain's blazer?
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
And there's and I don't have to worry about the epaulets, so I could wear it out on the street and not scare everybody. It's great.
We should explain, fantastic. Scott, your newest hobby, what this is all about.
Is that from the woman earlier? Is
no,
that,
no, no.
That's
not,
an old
not
hobby. Because that was an old
not
hobby.
That
the oldest. That's
you're,
a hobby you've had to give up.
You're captain. You're a skipper these days, aren't you?
Uh-oh. Oh, beautiful hat. All right. Now, I have a football head, in case you haven't heard that before, size 8. So this is a supreme test. Let's see if we make it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right. As long as you wear headphones, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it. All right. Yeah, they got a size 8 somewhere. All right. That is great. I have just received, actually, this is definitely an officer's hat. And, it's first mate, but that's all right. That's excellent. I will be that. Excellent. All right, let's see what else. Should I open this box for everybody?
I guess.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, I have a beautiful blazer. Uh-oh, good. Well, I have a shirt because I had mine ripped off earlier, fortunately. That was nice. Okay, all right, the captain's shirt is in here. I can see that. Tonight I'll be Santa Claus for all of you going to our Christmas concert. And so maybe I can wear this shirt. I want to thank especially this afternoon my friends, invited special guests, Dave Herman and Pete Fornital and Dennis Elsis and everybody else who was so nice today, all the friends who thought of us on, 20? That's all, right? Actually, it's not a record, but it is for rock. And so what can I promise you except more? And I have to apologize for those listening today for things from England. We did have some things. Help.
We did.
Definitely a thing from England.
Oh, yeah.
Wacko. Almost cost me my job. And
which
everybody
time?
Else, too. Oh, great. And it'll fit, too. It's extra large. It's a turtleneck. A white turtleneck with a blue blazer and a white captain's hat for my craft, which is probably about to sink now because of the bad weather and needs winter storage. Okay, some beautiful gifts. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
At 102.7 WNEW-FM, I think we might even have some appropriate music.
I think so.
More to come.
Days we're gonna buy a new carpet.
No, it won't be the Ritz. Well, you're sharper than a bowling ball tonight. I can't talk about it on the air, but how come he said F- on our record. Excuse me. We got Tubbs here we got to worry about tonight. Oh, gosh, this sounds exciting. Maybe we'll have a...
Now, wait a minute, Jim Monahan. This was a surprise to us. Explain what we're listening to. We have no idea.
When Scott's in London, we have, of course, the radio feed that everyone hears. There's also what's called a line feed. While records are on, Scott is still talking to the radio station, setting up the next record or the next guest, and, well, it's always very smooth.
Female. Did I pop? I didn't pop. I don't usually pop. You want to...
So this is what the listeners don't hear, but that we hear while Scott's in London.
I see. Tell me. What is that? Tell me.
Why do I see Tom Couch running down the hall the other way right now? We are WNEW-FM in New York. It's 5 o'clock in just a little while. Carol Miller.
You know, they edited that because they didn't use any of the bad words. You should hear the, between the musicians, the artists, and myself, some of the things, the licenses are constantly in jeopardy, you know.
Well, Scott, you have many things to be grateful for today, I'm sure.
Well, that Ceylon sailor, of course, I've recently tried and in the process of attempting to become a sailor. So the blue blazer and the white turtleneck and the captain's hat and all those sort of things are going to help. There's something else here to go aboard the craft, providing I don't sink it first, you know.
That's one of the things you have to be grateful for. You should also be grateful that neither Dennis nor I took off any articles of clothing in the studio today.
Well, to follow her, Francine was quite, you know, I mean, I don't want to put you guys down, but it's always, I can imagine how shocked she was to see my body. However, it was a reverse for me, hers, you know, I mean.
In fact, Dennis and I are going to be putting on some clothing, some tuxedos for this evening's festivities.
And I, too, am going to dress up.
The clock has been cruel once again by running out too soon. I would just like to say what an honor it has been to be included as the handful of guests that you invited to this 20th anniversary celebration today. And to say that we have one more item from the archives that might help in summing up some of the years we've spent here together, and I think Dennis can tell us more about that.
When you sent us this little note a couple of weeks back saying we'd like you to... we'd like Dave and Pete and Dennis to join me. This was from Scott to celebrate 20th anniversary. I spoke with all of them about things that we had in our personal collection. And I remembered back to this particular day, and who knew that it would wind up this way. This is New Year's Eve day of New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1975, yeah. It is. Fornatel, Pete was working 10 to 2 in those days, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I was about to fill in for Scott from 2 to 5, something I've done now and then through the years. And so here it is. It's just around 2 o'clock on December 31st, 1975, and the tape was rolling, and take it away.
Pete, you know, nobody's... they all went home early today.
I know. The office is closed.
So we, you know, it's you and I running the shop here.
Playtime.
You think you want to try our... We'll do the best of Muni imitations, because he's not around. He's probably out busy shopping, you know, and he won't hear us or anything like that.
It's true. And, I mean, you know, people tune in on holidays expecting to hear the voice that they are familiar with.
Mine?
Well, that
I'm
may
here,
be.
I'm here every holiday. You, I'll tell you what, you know, I know you had a little throat problem there. And can you do Scott as an intro, and then I'll try and do it?
Listen, I have been listening to Scott Muni.
No, don't get into that.
I have been listening to Scott Muni on New York radio nigh on to 16 or 17 years now. If I can't do it, then nobody can.
Right. He started as a 12-year-old. Incredible.
That's true. Okay, right. Wait. First you got to... Okay.
I used to listen to Pete Fornatel on WFUV when I was quite young. And I remember Dennis Elsis, too, up in New Rochelle. And I just, you know, afternoons when we get together here, we're all part of a large family, and we all try to not really sound like each other, but sometimes it's possible, so we do something, you know, and it's, I guess Scott's the toughest voice to do, but Pete, I used to listen to you when you were up at Fordham.
Gee,
how is it?
That is just
uncanny, isn't
incredible.
It? Uncanny.
You talked about New Rochelle. You know, I did my first professional radio show up in New Rochelle 8 years ago on New Year's Eve because they couldn't get anybody, and they called. Let me try and do a Scott Muni intro, though, because it is New Year's Eve day.
WVOX, New Rochelle. Happy New Year, everyone. This is Dennis Elsis for Scott Muni. Special guests, and to every person who has been here and, well, who's here right now, especially at WNEWFM, thank you. 20. Whew, it's a lot of years. But most important, all the encouragement that came from you out there. Yeah, that's what really counts, because you did those letters, notes, words, person and otherwise. Used to go away this way.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow out on the new horizon. You may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chased a bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Right, and Jim Monahan and I and all the staff are getting ready to go out tonight. I get to be another person, Santa Claus, to thank people who are always concerned in wanting to help other people. And so I got another high coming tonight. Look forward to seeing those of you who will be at the Yes concert tonight over in New Jersey. And on behalf of everyone who's made our music possible, all those great people who've given us music this time of the year, the right thing from the right person.
Happy Christmas, Kelco.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. So this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That made the rock classics classic. 1027 WNEW FM, New York.